Samsung Galaxy S9, 1+, 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. Hello everyone, this is the most packed show we have ever done. It was IFA 2018 this week in Berlin. It's actually still going on as I speak, and there was so much tech announced at IFA this week. We're going to need to rattle through these really quickly. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, episode 40, on the last day of August, 31st of August. And first up this week, at IFA 2018, Intel announced some updated Core i processors. So these are still called the 8th gen processors because there's not many big upgrades, but obviously they are more powerful, and some of them even have gigabit Wi-Fi, which means faster Wi-Fi, and manufacturers are already putting these processors into their devices. Take Dell, for example, who updated their Inspiron 7000 range this week with these new processors and 13-inch, 15-inch, or 17-inch screen, which can go up to Ultra HD. Fantastic for the price, now with really thin bezels. And we've also got Alexa on these, so you'll be able to talk to Alexa on the Inspiron 7000s. It starts at $879. They also announced a premium Chromebook, the Dell Chromebook 14, which has a metal design, 14-inch Full HD screen. We've also got an Intel Core i3 processor, up to 15 hours of battery life, pretty good, and Google Play with all your favorite Android apps. You can run them on there. That's going to start at $600. Acer also announced a laptop with these brand new processors called the Swift 5, which they're calling the world's lightest 15-inch notebook. It is 990 grams, just under a kilogram, and it's got really thin bezels as well, and it starts at $1,099. Finally, Asus announced some laptops with these brand new processors and also Alexa again, and two of them, the ZenBook 13, 14 and 15 and the ZenBook Flip 13 and 15, have a new number pad where you press a button on the trackpad and some number keys light up on the trackpad, and you can press them and enter numbers and stuff like that. Pretty cool. And there's also a new ZenBook Pro 14, which has the screen pad, which is like a mini tablet instead of a trackpad, which I talked about a while ago on the show. So those are coming out very, very soon. New smartwatch from Skagen called the Falster 2, and this is pretty much the perfect smartwatch. It's got a really nice design with a rotating crown and two buttons. Not sure what the screen is, it doesn't actually say here, but we've got all the features you could possibly want. NFC, heart rate sensor, and Wear OS, of course, and we're also getting GPS built in, which is pretty cool. It's going to start at $279. And Google also announced an update to Wear OS this week, and it is all swipe based. So you swipe from right to left to see your Google Fit stats, from left to right to talk to the Google Assistant, and also some prompts and heads up and suggestions from the Google Assistant there. Swipe up for your notifications, and they don't actually take up the whole screen now, they just take up like half the screen, and you can tap them to expand them. That's going to be rolling out in September. And B&O announced some very interesting stuff this week. First of all, we have the Beosound 1 and 2 speakers, which are sort of metal cones, but they actually look really nice. but they better sound pretty good, because the Beosound 1 costs £1,250 and the 2 costs £1,650. They're going to have the Google Assistant as well, so they're going to be smart speakers. And they also announced the Beosound Edge. This is kind of cool. It's a massive drum-shaped thing, which is a bit thinner than maybe a drum would be, but it's got a black front and metal rim, which is touch sensitive, but you can also roll it to change the volume, but it's not cheap. It's going to start at £2,900. They also finally announced some wireless earphones, the Beosound E6, which have 5-hour battery life, which isn't that good. They have a cord between them as well, which is kind of unfortunate. Let's hope they have good sound quality. And they have this little charger thing that you plug in and then clip onto these earphones, and then you can charge them while wearing them. And that's a good thing, because the battery life, 5 hours, is not very good. LG and Samsung announced some new 8K TVs this week. LG's is OLED, while Samsung's has AI to upscale content to 8K. Huawei announced the pretty decent Mate 20 Lite today, although it's also pretty expensive at £380. We're getting a 6.3-inch Full HD curved notched screen, a Kirin 710 with 6GB of RAM, dual cameras on the front and back, a 3,750mAh battery, and tons of AI. Honor have announced a brand new budget phone called the Honor Play, which has the Kirin 970 from the P20 and P20 Pro, Smart Shock, which vibrates along with the audio from the phone, 3,750mAh battery, 6.3-inch Full HD screen, and we're getting a 16-megapixel and 2-megapixel dual camera on the back. This costs just £280. That's ridiculously cheap. That's pretty incredible. We also have the Key 2 LE, the budget version of the BlackBerry Key 2. So that now has a plastic instead of a metal design, and you can't do that touch scrolling thing on the keyboard anymore. But other than that, you get a 4.5-inch Full HD screen above the physical keyboard, Snapdragon 636, 13-megapixel and 5-megapixel cameras, and 3,000mAh battery. It's going to start at £350. HTC have announced the HTC U12 Life budget phone, and it looks pretty terrible, I'm afraid. They've got this new dual finish design, with one half is kind of glossy, although that even looks cheap, and one half is sort of ridged. It looks horrible. It's the worst smartphone design I've seen in years. But apart from that, the phone is decent. It's got a 6-inch Full HD screen on the front, no notch. We've got 16-megapixel and 5-megapixel dual camera on the back with 4K recording and background blurring, 13-megapixel on the front, and Snapdragon 636. We even get a headphone jack, which is fantastic and very unusual for HTC. And finally, Sony announced the Xperia XZ3 today. So this now has a curved OLED screen. This is a 6-inch screen, and it is the first OLED on an Xperia phone, and it is gonna look fantastic. And it also enables a new feature called Side Sense, where you tap on the curved edge of the screen and it brings up a little menu with apps it thinks you might want to use. Fingerprint sensor is still in a terrible position. We have a 19-megapixel camera on the back, 13-megapixels on the front, Snapdragon 845, and a 3,600mAh battery, £700 starting price. And finally, I cannot finish without talking about this. Apple is holding an event on the 12th of September entitled Gather Round. And I will tell you all about that on the Friday News Update in a few weeks. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.